Bridges in the United States. Could it take down his political aspirations? Hey, everybody. Hope you are warm in whatever nook and cranny you hail from. Welcome to this version of America Tonight. I just checked the temperature outside of our mini studio. And at the mini studio in Dallas, Texas, right now it is raining and 45 degrees. I'll take it. Over 14 inches of snow in Buffalo. Are you kidding me? Any day. Chris Christie wishes he could wash away what's happening right now. He blew off a scheduled appearance on Wednesday. He's used to being hailed wherever he goes. Lots of publicity in the last year for Chris Christie. And now more publicity for Chris Christie, but this time it's because of closing lanes on the George Washington Bridge. Now here's what the deal is. There are some emails that link one of his aides to this controversy of trying to purposely have lanes closed off in New Jersey leading to the bridge and on the bridge going to New York as payback for a Democratic mayor in Fort Lee who wouldn't get on board during his reelection bid and stand behind him. Help him with the polling. The shortened version of how this goes is Bridget Kelly, a deputy chief of staff for Christie, sent an email in August to David Wildstein, who is the former director of Interstate Capital Projects for the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey. And in it, one of the techs said, and the email exchange said, "Is it wrong that I'm smiling?" And Wildstein, it is, said, "No, I feel badly about the kids. They are the children of Bueno voters." And, of course, that was the woman who ran against Chris Christie. Barbara Bueno, her name is. She was the Democratic opponent in the November election. So now this is the deal. The emails were published. It paints the governor as the big-time ringleader who caused the traffic jam to pay back the Fort Lee mayor for not supporting him. And it's a big deal. Why? Because for 4 days there were all these lane closures. There was a four-hour traffic jam. There was a woman in her 90s who was unconscious, who by the time they got to her, took her to the hospital, she died. And there were three other medical emergencies that ended up taking a long time to respond to because of the outrageous traffic. Three of 12 toll booths heading into New York from Jersey on the bridge were set aside for morning rush hour traffic, but during the traffic study on the days in September, which would be leading up to the election, the lanes were cut to one, and the other two lanes were just pushed to regular traffic, so it caused a huge problem. But what does it all mean? And if you're listening and you're sitting here across the country in one of the flyover states, are you like, who cares? The reason it's significant is because here we go again with politics and politics playing a major role in people's lives. That's why I say you have to be involved. And Chris Christie, in some circles, is the presumptive nominee for the Republican Party. So if you're a Republican and you don't want to see another Democrat in the White House, then you care who's on the bench. You care what the Republicans are talking about, who's going to get the nomination. And Christie's one of the guys that's being pushed. All jokes aside, the higher-ups that I know in the Republican Party, they love this guy. They love this guy. And are thinking more along the lines of who can they pair with Christie. Well, this would blow that all up. And there is a chance there could be a push for impeachment if they could tie it directly to him. He's denying it, and he's saying he doesn't, can't believe it happened and all this stuff, but it seems hard to believe. He's a control freak. Even his top aide certainly doesn't go Rambo and decide to do something crazy on her own. It seems unlikely. Let's put it that way. It seems incredibly unlikely. State Assemblyman in New Jersey, John Wisniewski, who chairs a committee now investigating Bridgegate, said that it received thousands of documents on the matter. So they're pursuing this. They're not going to let it drop by any stretch of the imagination. Here's his thoughts about the governor.
What we've seen today is a sad day for New Jersey. The documents that have been published are both shocking and outrageous. There have been allegations since the time he's been governor that he's misused his office and used it inappropriately to punish people. This is the first time we've seen evidence, and so it begs the question, what else is out there that we don't know? This governor has a lot of explaining to do. So many questions remain unanswered.
All right, unanswered questions could tank his political fortunes. Rick in Illinois. Rick, what do you think? Rick, we lost you. Rick, oh, there you go. Yeah, what do you think, Rick?
I think he just handed the Queen Hillary her crown.
You know what? I think so, too. I'm serious. Because I know people deep in the party who, no matter what's being said publicly, really thought he was going to be the guy who could even get the independents. Now, a Gallup poll came out and said 47% of Americans are independents. So the Republicans want those independent votes, of course. And now what happens? Who comes off the bench? Who else is out there? What happens? The idea was to pair Christie with somebody from the Tea Party to try to sweep in and grab the presidency. And if he goes down with this bridge thing, then that's out of the question.
Yeah. Well, they said he's pretty thin-skinned, and he's pretty, he rules with the iron fist. So I don't think that woman done that on her own. I think she had to be told to do it.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think he's going to have a hard time fending that off unless she falls, thanks, Rick, on the sword, and they can't tie it to him. But they're really digging this up. This mayor is furious, and he's going after him. It was all over the it's not just a New Jersey thing. It has a bigger implications. It was all over the place, all over. People were talking about this, and they're saying this is Christie. He's a bully, and this is damaging to his future ambitions. There's no question about it. If Chris Christie's out, who do you think can beat, as Rick said, Queen Hillary in 2016? Meet you on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Onto the GW bridge for his political life, but I'll tell you one person who's backing him, and it's the New York governor, Andrew Cuomo, his neighbor. And Cuomo is a Democrat. He's backing Christie's explanation of the bridge lane closure that has him caught in this political web that's been a controversy for actually a couple of weeks, but just broke wide in the last day or two. Cuomo says, I'm sure it is as Governor Christie says it is. It's a season of loaded questions. It's led to the resignation, by the way, of two people from the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey. They operate the crossings. And Chris Christie says that he had nothing to do with it. And Cuomo says, the governor and I have a good relationship, a professional relationship and a personal relationship. So see, here's the thing. That's why the Republicans like Chris Christie, because can he get the vote? Can he get the independents and the Democrats who secretly will vote for him? The Republican Party likes Chris Christie, whether you like him or not. And is it more important to have a Republican in the White House than Hillary Clinton? Because it's Hillary Clinton. She's the one who's going to run. I'd be stunned if it was somebody else, unless she falls in love with grandchildren or some other health-related thing comes up. Izzy in Missouri. How are you? I think we can get you here. We're stuck. There we go. Hey, Izzy.
Hi. Frozen water pipes and all.
You've got frozen pipes?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Not half as far as I am.
Ugh.
Melting and boiling snow just so my pets have water.
Ugh.
But that's all right. At least I know I can survive this stuff. Anyway, Christy. Nothing more than a fat little puffball that should be rolled down the governor's building and left in the curb.
Who do you think, Izzy, right now, if you had to pick somebody, who do you think would make a better candidate for the Republican Party then?
Ted Cruz.
But can Ted Cruz win over people who just think
he's too... I believe he can because he's honest, he's smart, and people really like him. You see, we don't hear this in the polls. You mm-hmm. have to go through numerous blogs and find out what people are actually saying. And mm-hmm. do I think Hillary could beat him? I do not. People are so fed up with the Clintons. They don't want her. And she's not bought and paid for like Obama was. No way, no how. Because the people that own Obama cannot control Hillary. She's her own little power freak.
I like that. She's her own little power freak.
Well, she is, and she won't capitulate to the New World Order people. Oh, hell no.
Well, I agree with that. I agree with that. She won't do that. You're absolutely right. So,
and Christy, oh, my God, running him for president is obscene. He's like a little Napoleon. She was saying he was a bully. Give me a break. He walks around, I swear, with his hands balled up in fists, like, woo, 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 woo. And if you don't think he's not in on this traffic tie-up, people are out of their minds. That came from him.
I think he had to have not. There's no way he would let an aide control the agenda.
No. Oh, no, he's too much of a power tripper himself.
Right.
My God in heaven, people wake up to what these politicians are doing. He's not a Republican. He's a Democrat.
I agree with that. If you go through, there may be a few conservative principles, but overall, if you looked at the way he voted, he's anti the teacher union. They hate him in New Jersey. So
that's
one thing.
Because he has his own agenda.
That's right, but that falls in step with what the Republicans want to happen in that state, so he wins some favor there. But you're right. I mean, overall, most of the policies aren't that way. Remember, he waffled on the whole marriage thing.
Well,
he just made
college tuition free for illegals.
Yep, yep.
I mean, how liberal can you get? We have kids that cannot go to college because they can't afford it. We're going to give this to illegals? That's obscene, too.
Yeah, I agree.
Give me a break.
To me, the worst thing is, how can you do that when you have other people that can't afford to go to college?
It's called buying votes.
Yeah, it is.
And sucking up.
Yep.
And I'm so sick of these suck-up politicians. I'm sick of the rhinos. I'm sick of the Republican Party, which is why I no longer have my name on their National Republican Party list. I wrote them a scathing note, and I meant every word of it. And I write politicians, and I just, you know what, if they want to come knock on my door because they think I've said something untoward, hey, here's my address. Do so, but I still think they're stupid, and I think they're a bunch of cowards, especially Bonner. God, what's wrong with that man?
Oh, yeah, Boehner, yeah, yeah, and there's no
Boehner,
question.
I wish they'd figure out, well, actually, he should be called Boner. Anyway, I'll leave you on that note. I've done enough grousing, but I'm just so infuriated with the colossal stupidity of the public.
There you go. Izzy, thanks for the call.
Uh-huh.
Izzy is right about Ted Cruz, by the way. A couple of things about him. There is a lot that people don't know about Ted Cruz. I mean, other than the label, you know, the filibuster and the label Tea Party and that, he absolutely, if you wanted to go pound for pound education-wise, you know, he went to Harvard. So if you're putting up diplomas, which is always a big thing in Washington, well, they went to Harvard, they came from Yale, they went to wherever, and he doesn't fling that in people's faces, but he is Harvard educated. And I agree with her when she says that he is, I believe, and I believe this also from people I know him well, that don't have anything to gain in their conversations with me, that have nothing to do with a radio show and whatever, that he is who he is. So whatever he says, he's trying to live by that word and not be pushed around by party politics. He's gotten in the crosshairs with a lot of people on the Hill who are the establishment because of that. So he hasn't won a lot of favor, frankly, from some of the political allies he would need in the party that Izzy just beat up, the rhinos. He doesn't, some, yes, but he doesn't get a lot of support. That's why Chris Christie gets the support, because he plays the game. So, and he's not in the Washington game. He's the governor of a state. And it makes a difference when you're removed and you're not voting on things and you're not infuriating people and you're not following along and you're messing up the works by filibustering and pushing to go after Obamacare and shut down the government and all of that and some other things that have happened with Ted Cruz. So he goes against the grain somewhat because he has backers. It's not that there's nobody that's backing him. But the thought was, and this would just make Izzy fall over, but the thought was that Cruz be talked into being on a ticket with Chris Christie? And I don't know. I don't really see that. I don't know that I see Ted Cruz not wanting to be on the top spot himself and being a VP. But either way, any of that conversation might not matter if they can take Christie down. So people that Christie has infuriated are really trying to do what they can to push and get light shed on anything to do with this bridge or anything else. And look, you look across the bridge, get it, and you have Cuomo backing him up, and you have other people that are starting to come out to support Christie. So here's what I think. I think this controversy, unless they can directly tie an email to him, I think for him that gets tied to the aide and that's it. But it's definitely embarrassing. He definitely is not liking having to answer questions about it, and that's why he canceled, I bet, one of his appearances on Wednesday, because he didn't want to have to discuss it. Stay with us. More to come on America Tonight.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze-Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Well, it's now hard and confused, because baby, you've been starting to lose, losing out on everything you might try to do. That luck fella's got the hold on you.
It's been a long week, to be honest. Really bad the last 72 hours. Never really paid attention to how much is said about the Hall of Fame over this month of January and December. That makes everyone nervous. Only person that couldn't be nervous was Greg Maddux, because the only problem he had was it going to be, 100% for him? It means a lot. It wouldn't matter, to be honest. I can tell you the truth now. If I'd have got there the first two or three, it wouldn't have mattered. Just getting to the Hall of Fame means a lot. But to say you're going in the first time, it's overwhelming.
All right, Frank Thomas, the big bat, elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame along with Tom Glavine and Greg Maddux. These are all guys that I watched play and covered a little bit when I was covering baseball. So a quick little note here on ATN. I'm a huge baseball fan, and there's just something about the game, and there's always minutia to deal with. And, it's like somebody told me about doing crossword puzzles. It is like a crossword puzzle if you really embrace the game of baseball. Just try keeping score. Make sure you bring your pencil with you. But for Thomas, this is great because he's the first Hall of Famer who spent most of his career as a designated hitter. He got 483 votes, and all three of them will be inducted into Cooperstown on July 27th, and that's going to be a jammed ceremony, because you have Bobby Cox, Joe Torre, and Tony La Russa, who were elected last month by the Expansion Era Committee, and now you have these three very popular ex-players who are in the Hall of Fame, now going to be in the Hall of Fame. And how crazy is that? They haven't elected three players in one vote since Nolan Ryan, George Brett, and Robin Yount in 1999, and I was there that year when Nolan got into the Hall of Fame, and actually spent some time with Bush, because if you remember how big was 1999 for President Bush. So that was a pretty special moment for me. And now you have the three of them getting in at the same time, which is really, really cool. When all we do is talk about the drugs in baseball and who has to have an asterisk near their name. So the fact that in this steroid era where some incredible players got passed over, here's three good guys that are in. Because you think about last time up, you had Roger Clemens, Barry Bonds, Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa, Rafi Palmeira, all of them had great numbers, but they were all tainted by steroids, by the whole steroid thing, and their voting percentages just fell down, tumbled down. Those three, there was no question with them, and I think that'd be something to be there if you watched any baseball at all in the 90s and in the early 2000s, and you definitely know those three names. And Frank Thomas, all-around good guy, an incredible swing, and which is why he was a designated hitter for so, so long. I bet you Chris Christie wishes that he could designate somebody to completely make this bridge thing go away. And I think it will. If more people come out in favor of him and they can't tie him, as I just mentioned, to any specific email, and he's not held responsible for it, even if we know and think we know, like Izzy said, what happened, it won't matter, so that goes away. And then that means he doesn't go away from the minds of the Republican machine as to who could get the nomination, so he still is in your face. And this is why people like Izzy and people like Dan and people like some of the other folks that call the show, even Rick, too, if you are furious enough to call politicians to go to a rally, to get involved, bravo, because that's what it takes. There still is power in numbers and power to the people. And that's why it's important to pay attention, because it affects you. It affects your pocketbook, your future, the generations behind you. It'd be great if we could just bury our heads in the sand and it would all be perfect, right? But if you don't hold their feet to the fire, then crazy things like this happen and they can affect an election. Because if you're not a fan of Chris Christie and you think, like Izzy's saying, and she's right, very few, he has some conservative issues that he's passionate about, but he definitely has shades of a Democrat, and that's why he's embraceable to so many people in the Northeast, and that's why the Republican Party likes Chris Christie, because it's about numbers. It's about numbers in an election. So if you're sitting there and you're Rents Priebus and you're pushing agendas and you're trying to figure out, well, how do we get more women to vote? How do we get more minorities to vote? How do we get more people out? Do we put a Chris Christie with, you know, who do we match him with? Do we put him with Ted Cruz? How do we sew up the South? And I mean, that's all it's about. The people behind the scenes, whether they're passionate about crushing the Democrats or whatever it is, it's about having that happen. And they want the best scenario. They want the best person in there. And Chris Christie is, no kidding, is on that list. So this has political implications for anybody listening to me who wants nothing to do with Hillary Clinton or any Democrat in the White House this next time around. Then you care who the other nominee is, because we don't have a third party. We don't have the third party of common sense. Of this is what I say and this is what I mean, and oops, I can raise my hand when I make a mistake, and let me listen to the people and let me see what's really happening in the nooks and crannies. Because that's what I think the part of the problem is the removal from the common person. Do you think this current White House really understands what's happening in America? I'm going to say no. So whoever is in the next time around, make it somebody relatable, somebody who gets what's really happening. They can't change everything. They're one branch of the government, but somebody who pays attention, not somebody who's oblivious to what's truly happening. I mean, you know what's disturbing about reading the Robert Gates stuff is when you read what he says, how he said, he basically is saying that his head was going to pop off, that he was sick of the nonsense in the Obama White House because there was so much contradiction. And he would go into meetings and there was confusion as to what is the policy. Well, that doesn't make me feel good that the Secretary of Defense, when you have people's lives on the line in Afghanistan and the leftover things that were happening in Iraq, and you have the Secretary of Defense saying, oh, he could barely stand at the end of it to be involved in any of these strategy sessions because there clearly was not a handle on what the strategy was. So he wanted to bolt from the spot. And finally he did. Enough was enough. I can't do this anymore. And I liked Robert Gates because I thought he was a straight shooter guy. I thought that he tried to do that in the Bush administration, then he carries over into the Obama administration, and he finally had had enough. 2011 was when he ditched. He couldn't do it anymore. So you could say, well, he's got to sell some books, so he's going to have to say some things that are controversial. But I think it goes deeper than that. I mean, that's what he's saying. I think he's trying to say, and he trashes Congress, too, saying, you know, they're all over the place, because how many times was he dragged up on the Hill where he had to testify about something and there was ridiculous, inane questions that were being asked about certain situations. And then, of course, you look back and think of some of the things that happened on his watch. And it's unbelievable. So do we want another lack of transparency at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue? I'd take someone fumbling around a little bit and admitting it versus somebody trying to constantly second guess what the right thing is to do. I mean, you have to have a president who's strong, and even if you don't agree with them, they make their decisions. The buck stops there, and you have to deal with the other branches. And they listen to input, but ultimately they make a decision, not a, geez, the strategy, I'm not sure. So here you have the Secretary of Defense saying, yeah, not so much. So he's not saying that he was being strong-armed. He was saying that they were milquetoasty, I guess is the way to say it, about what was the policy, what was the strategy. And think of the soldiers who lost their lives as this thing drags out in Afghanistan. And even now, Hamid Karzai, could there be a bigger thug in the world that we've given millions of dollars to? And he's loving it. Nepotism all over the place. He hasn't even signed the agreement yet at this point. So we're supposedly done at the end of 2014, but there are a lot of things in play. He doesn't sign that, then we're out of Afghanistan completely. So I can see why Gates' book rattled the White House. And that's why, coming back around, you care about Chris Christie, because you got to pay attention to what's at play politically. Because whoever the nominee is, you can say, oh, I hate them all, I'm not going to vote. But you're going to get stuck with somebody. So if you want the right person or a shot at the right person, you want to pay attention to what's happening to the people who are being already manipulated in the Republican Party as somebody they want you to take a look at and possibly vote for. Coming up, we're hitting the mailbag on America Tonight.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rains.
I say this all the time, and I just can't say it enough. If you want to let your thoughts flow, and you're just dying, chomping at the bit. You're thinking about it during the day. I know a lot of people, through the miracle of our fabulous network, download on GCN. You download some of the shows and then listen to them, and you're thinking, oh, I want to know about this book, or I want to vent on whatever it is that we were talking about. You know you can do that by simply sending me an email at americatonight.net, clicking on contact, and bada bing, you are in. So without further ado, let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Brian, who says, Kate, I can never get enough of people talking about the weather. I know that you're talking about stories, and I have to say, I live just outside of Chicago. I think somebody else called in and said something about living out in one of the burbs, too, and it is unbelievable out here. It's like we're in Siberia, and that is all anyone talks about. If you crawl your way to the local 7-Eleven, when you're getting your cup of joe and you're grabbing a few donuts, in line, while you're getting the coffee, and everywhere in between, people are sharing the stories of how they even got there in the first place. I can't tell you how many times I've had to dig myself out of the house, basically, to get through the sidewalk and everything else that you have to do. I'm sure these are war stories that we're going to be sharing for a long time to come, my dear. Well, yeah, it's about the stories. It's about, well, what happened to you in the great blizzard of 2014. And how about that ice storm? And it's things like that. It's things like having to dig out the sidewalk again and again and again. Let's move to another one. This one from Jake in Austin. Kate, thumbs up on all of the stories you've been doing about the incandescent light bulb. What a big fat ripoff it is. I'm not anti-green, but I'm anti-stupidity. I just don't understand, but as I say this, I probably do. It's about the money and how are people supposed to afford these expensive light bulbs that really aren't doing that much for the environment, as you pointed out in the first place. Good job. Thanks. Keep revealing things that people don't talk about. We love it. Well, we talked about that on our last show and then the show before that, too. We have been talking about it, actually, for a while. The fact that you cannot manufacture incandescent light bulbs in this country anymore. So now it's official. Officially, you have to use the fluorescent bulbs. And, oh, what a difference that's going to make for a lot of people, especially when it comes to the price of the bulbs. Because you're paying $25. You're paying big bucks when it comes to trying to outfit your house, depending on how many there are. We figured out the other day if you had 100 light bulbs in your house, let's just say 100, it would cost you $500 with the new light bulbs versus $25 with the incandescent light bulb. And if you have others that say, well, that's not energy efficient in the long run, and the problem is the mercury is a killer, so you can't have mercury in the landfills, and most people are not going to dispose of the mercury properly. Absolutely. We've got another one on that, too. This from Candace, who says, wow, I didn't even know that about the light bulbs. As soon as I heard your story, I ran out. Have to say, have to confess to go get a whole bunch of 60s and 100s. There were some on the shelves, but not a lot. So I stocked up, figuring eventually I'm going to have to end up getting the fluorescent ones because there won't be anything left to get. At least I have staved that off for maybe a few months or more. So thanks. Well, that's what happened. People are running out and they're buying up the light bulbs because there aren't going to be any more light bulbs. Or maybe you didn't know that that was happening, and now all of a sudden you're made aware of it. So that sent people running in droves to Home Depot, to Walmart, wherever it is that you're getting light bulbs, because there's no more being produced, and all the fluorescent bulbs are coming through China. Most of them are being imported from China. We're not producing them at all in this country. Crazy. This one comes to us from Florida, and this is from Larry. And Larry says, Kate Delaney, I've been listening to your show, I think, about 5 months now, ever since you popped up on our airwaves. I just smiled when I heard you mention Port Charlotte and spending some time in and around the entire area and how much you really enjoyed it when you were covering spring training back in the day with the Texas Rangers. I can remember seeing many Texas Ranger games, to tell you the truth, in the spring, and how enjoyable it was. So I'm glad you liked our little piece of the world, and welcome to it on the airwaves. Well, thank you for that. Yes, it's for years I went down, and it's just it is like a hidden, it is kind of a hidden secret, because you're also close to so many other parts of Florida, too, on that other coastline, that you can travel around pretty easily. Let's move to Al, who says, Kate, polar vortex? Oh, crazy stuff, isn't it? I never was emergency prepared. And you mentioned your stories about not really being prepared until some things had happened and you realized, not a big deal to have some water and have other necessities available just in case. So after listening to you, I finally got wise. I have a box, got a box in the car, and I have a go bag, actually, in my house. I heard it through one of your advertisements on your talk show, so thumbs up to that. Yeah, I've talked about that a bunch, that I've covered fires. I haven't had an actual fire in my place, but I've been through some brutal weather, and I see the necessity for having a go bag, an escape route, that kind of stuff. Because if you don't, then you're essentially stuck and you're trying to get money, you're trying to find a store, water is the main thing, too. That's why the trucks, when there's hurricanes and tornadoes, and all of you know that, in a disastrous situation, that's the main thing. Get water to the people. Get water to the people, because they're dying for water. It seems so simple, but it's not so easy to go and get it. Think of the places really hit in Oklahoma, in Kansas City, in Alabama, in Tuscaloosa when they had their tornado, how terrible that was. And that's the number one thing that people try to do, too, by the way, when they're providing aid. The Red Cross, that's one of the first things that they do. Let's take this one, because this is great. The mailbag was loaded with all kinds of different things. Sam says, wow, Gates really slamming the White House. Isn't it interesting? He was probably chomping at the bit and writing secret notes to himself when he was preparing to do this book, knowing he was going to bail out eventually on the administration. I have to say, I have no great love for President Obama, but he did inherit the Afghanistan situation, so I don't know that you could heave it all on his lap. Since we haven't read the book, I'd like to read it first to reserve his assessment of it and see if I agree or not. But it is pretty funny to watch this unfold before the book has come out. Well, this is the teaser part, you know, where you have to have controversy or who's reading it. And Bob Gates, Secretary of Defense, has had a pretty interesting life, and he served two very different administrations through Bush and then through Obama until he stepped away. But in the book, it's called Duties, Memoirs of a Secretary at War. He says that the president doubted his own policies in Afghanistan would succeed. So isn't that interesting? There was a quote that I pulled out where he talked about deliberations over the policies have been reported over the years, and it's known that the president has been committed to achieving the mission of disrupting and dismantling, defeating Al-Qaeda. And that was from the National Security Council spokesperson, Caitlin Hayden, released that because people are now trying to defend the Obama administration. But the former Secretary of Defense says the opposite, says that they didn't agree on what was happening, and he was very much weaving in and out and doubting everything that they were doing. So interesting. And that's what you got to do. Of course, people that are part of the administration now have to defend them. And I'd be curious about this book. We're going to try to get Gates on the show, as I've said before, and ask him more about it, more specifics about Al-Qaeda and defeating Al-Qaeda and what was the goal and the plan and the mission and all that sort of stuff. All right, we've got one more here, and this one comes to us from Chris, who's listening to us in El Paso. Hi, Kate. I know that you've mentioned before that you used to live in El Paso, that you worked on Channel 9 here. How cool. So you can totally relate to the plight of the people and the situation with Mexico being so close, Juarez. And I'll tell you, from when you lived here to what it's like now, it's a nightmare. You would never go across that Zaragoza Bridge. It's sad. I've lived here for a long time, and I really, really like the people, good people. But it's gotten scary, not just on the Juarez side, but also on the El Paso side. Yeah, therein lies the problem with these drug cartels. Anything's fair game. I wouldn't go across that bridge either. And we used to do it all the time. It was very typical on a Friday. We'd get out of the TV station, we'd be done with the news, and we'd go across the bridge. And new people over the other side and covered stories on the other side. Now, it doesn't matter if you had a TV camera, if you have any markings, even if you're FBI or whoever, if you were a lone wolf person, I don't know that you would be able to just walk freely and not be afraid. All right, thanks so much to everybody who sent in their emails. Keep them coming at americatonight.net.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.